There's revolt brewing next door in Israel, but it's not about bringing down a dictator. It's about bringing down the high cost of living. It started with one young woman fed up with the unaffordable rents in Tel Aviv. She set up a Facebook page calling on people to pitch tents on a Tel Aviv boulevard. That was a couple of weeks ago, and now tent camps have popped up throughout Israel. Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
Hundreds of tents line the center island of Rothschild Boulevard. Last night, thousands of Israelis, mostly in their 20s, milled around the boulevard. Musicians played without asking for tips. Some banged on drums next to a big teepee marked the Revolution of Love. But tent dweller Shai Sofer says, don't be fooled by the carnival atmosphere.
It is fun, but I think like along with that fun, coming like a big sense of a change, that a change must be done.
Sofer sat in front of his tent with a few friends. 28-year-old Tammy Bensvi is a fifth-grade teacher. She makes about $1,500 a month after taxes. She says it's not enough.
If now I want to become a mother, I can't. I can't afford myself. It's a luxury for me.
At an ATM in an upscale part of town, I find people overdrawing on their accounts, taking out more than they actually have. Do you have an overdraft?
Yes. Because the salary is not enough for a living. I make 4,000 shekels, and the rent is almost 3,000, so...
What do you do for a living?
Work in the bank.
You work in this bank?
Yes,
even Or Nachshon, the bank teller, has to borrow the bank's money to get by. The next woman in line is Roseanne Sigliano-Mersand. She's an American expat who owns a well-known Tel Aviv cafe.
I'm living here 14 years now in New York. I was never in overdraft. I never even knew such a thing existed. And now I'm living in minus 1,300 shekels. And that's nothing. But for me, being an American, to go into overdraft, my stomach gets tight and I don't like it. It's very hard for me.
These kind of economic worries might seem surprising given Israel's overall economic health. Unemployment has fallen to about 5.8%, the lowest level in 25 years. The economy is expected to grow by 6%. So why are middle-class Israelis feeling the pinch? Economist Daniel Doron says it's low salaries, high prices, and steep taxes on consumer goods.
Simple Toyota would cost in Israel like a Cadillac in America.
He says on average, Israelis make half of what middle-class American workers make, but prices are double. Doron says part of the reason is that just about everything is monopolized in Israel. To understand that centralization, you have to understand the idealistic spirit upon which the country was founded. Historian Tom Segev.
The founding fathers of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir, and others, they all understood themselves to be socialists. The basic belief was that the state, the country, is responsible for the basic needs of its inhabitants.
The government and the trade union federation used to own nearly everything. There was only a very small private sector. But that started to change in the late 70s. Current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been one of the biggest champions of a free market economy. But the protests over the past 2 weeks have forced his government to scramble to offer some quick solutions, including a promise to free up government-owned land for affordable housing. Protesters say it's not enough. Tom Segev says, despite Israel's new economy, these young Israelis expect their government to take care of them.
I think it's a generational thing. These people are sons and daughters of people who grew up in a country that expected the government to provide for them. So these are leftovers of social democracy.
The housing protest is quickly becoming a catch-all for all kinds of gripes about the cost of living here. Yesterday, thousands of mothers marched with strollers to protest the high costs of raising a family. Doctors marched to Jerusalem and set up tents of their own to demand higher wages. Israel's Federation of Trade Unions has threatened to stage a general strike on Monday. And the tent dwellers on Rothschild Boulevard? They're not going anywhere. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.